It's time for America's original favorite pastime. It's American Legion Baseball on your home for Northeast Kansas sports, Kansaland Radio. Kansaland Radio.
Some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back.
For the whole team. Any day I don't win is a shame.
Cause it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa. Refrigerator and freezer. The internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together. Home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent. Which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Meet Corey Thomas, the new hometown hero for your ag and commercial lending needs at Community National Bank.
With deep roots in our local community, I understand your financial needs. With my dedication and expertise, I can ensure tailored solutions for your business. Trust a local guy who's committed to your success, located at our Sabetha branch. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
Kansaland Radio.
Here we go. The AA States Legion Baseball Tournament here in Concordia. 92-1 KMZA as Corning and Norton duke it out here. First pitch just moments away. Winner moves on. Loser has their tournament come to an end. Brandon Tamman here in Concordia. Captain Kirk Kilman in studio. Hiawatha and Smith County coming up after this one in a winner's bracket game on 103.9. Let's get you the starting lineups. Corning, after a loss yesterday, 5-3 in the first round to Concordia, now in this elimination game with a record of 14-8. Hunter Lehman in center field, he will lead it off. L.J. Kelzer catching, batting second. Drew Gibbs, the shortstop, bats third. Race Fisher at third base in the cleanup spot. Brett Heideman at first, he will bat fifth. Henry Heideman is in left, he will bat sixth. Paxton Bowers at second, he'll bat seventh. Ben Haverkamp will get the start on the mound. He will bat eighth. Miles Wimberly in right field rounding it out. So again for Corning in this elimination game, Lehman in center, Kelzer catching, Gibbs at short. Fisher at third, Heideman at first. That's Brett. And then Henry Heideman in left. Bowers at second, Haverkamp pitching, and Wimberly is in right. Norton with a record of 10-14. They lost to the defending champs in Iola last night. That final score was 8-0. Norton was actually no hits in that game. So no hits and an 8-0 loss to the two-time defending champs in Iola. So once again, we are set for Norton and Corning here on 92-1. Earlier this morning, this is game two, by the way, of the day, Marysville. They eliminated Independence with a 6-2 win. So Marysville keeping their tournament alive. Independence, the first team, eliminated from this tournament. So seven teams left. The state champion will be crowned potentially later on this week. Well, I say potentially, a champion will be crowned as the tournament will go into Monday. We'll get Norton's lineup when we go to the bottom of the first inning, but on the mound for them is Caden Seams. We'll go last names again by position here. Kendall at third. We'll get him in the bottom of the first once we go through their lineup. Kendall third, Springer at short, Prevo at second, Boyle at first, Tallheim the catcher, Stewart's in left, Hammond's in center, Willauer is in right. When you move on, lose your summer is done. An elimination game here on 92.1 KMZA, American Legion Baseball, brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. Seams on the bump. Corning the away team in this game. Lehman steps in. First pitch outside for ball one. And this elimination game is underway here on 92.1 KMZA. Lehman, two hits yesterday. A couple of singles in the late innings. Had an RBI and two strikeouts in that 5-3 loss to Concordia. Next pitch low and outside. And it's two balls, no strikes. Corning with a record of 14-8. By the way, first pitch, 10:20, so we are ahead of schedule here, and they are pushing to get games started early, if at all possible. Next pitch, a little upstairs, and Lehman in control, three balls, no strikes. Kelzer to follow, Gibbs after that, here in the top of the first. Seams with the dark blue jersey tops, and Corning the light blue jersey tops. There's a called strike, fastball knee high, and it's now 3-1. Lehman entered the tournament just south of a .260 batting average. He also pitched in yesterday's game. He fouls one away and the count runs full. Three balls, two strikes. He gave Corning a pretty good start and an opportunity to win, but the pitcher for Concordia was very, very good pitching into the seventh. Corning could not get their runs in until that final frame. A late rally came up short. Another foul ball here by Lehman, so a good battle with Caden Seams to start. Still three balls, two strikes. First batter of the game. Pretty much the same weather forecast as yesterday. Warm and breezy. We're going to touch up around 95 today. There's an off-speed pitch, ground ball to the right side, and another foul ball. So near 10 pitches here in this first at-bat with Seams against Hunter Lehman. Lehman's line on the mound yesterday, 6 innings, 9 hits, 4 runs allowed. Those were 4 earned runs, 5 total, 2 walks, 4 strikeouts. Another 3-2, low ball 4. Great at-bat for Hunter Lehman, and a leadoff walk for Corning. Here's L.J. Kelzer, the catcher. He was 1-for-4 yesterday with a single and a stolen base. Corning was held to just 2 hits until the 7th inning when they were down 5-0. They got 3 RBI singles in that final inning, but again, down 5 going in. The rally came up short, and there's a fastball that's outside, gets away. A pass ball allows Lehman to get to second base without a throw. So Lehman at second base, and the count 1 ball, no strikes here on Kelzer. Great opportunity for Corning to strike first here in today's ball game. So Seams out of the stretch, sets chest high, looks back at second. Lehman about 3.5 steps off, and another foul ball straight back into the net here, and it's 1-1. The only difference in the lineup today, some of the positions, I say some, just a couple of the positions are different, but Henry Heidemann will get the start today in left field. He did not participate in yesterday's game. There's another foul ball, this time sliced to the right side, and Kelzer balls behind in the count, 1-2. Mentioned again, Hiawatha post 66. They won their first round game yesterday, 6-4 against Marysville. So they get Smith County in the game after this one in a winner's bracket game. Corning trying to keep their hopes alive and avoid a loss here in an elimination game. Another foul ball, 1-2, still the count on Kelzer. So both of these first two batters, Kelzer and Lehman, really making Seams work for it. Lehman won the first battle with a walk and now is at second base. 1-2, nobody outs, and the pitch is fouled away. They are really preaching to the fans when the balls are hit foul and out of play. They need them back pretty quickly. And for the most part, the fans are taking care of those foul balls, getting them back into the umpires. Caden Seams sets in the stretch, now up to the chest. Looks back at second. Lehman to good lead, being held, no throw. And the pitch is high, and now two balls and two strikes. So Kelzer working a good AB. Let's see if he can come away with a positive outcome. That's from the right side. Tad open on the stand. Seams, a right-handed thrower. Big body. Sets. Looks back at second. Lehman takes off. The pitch is a high fly ball center field. And coming on to make the catch is Hammond. And Lehman had to dart back to second quickly to avoid the double play. But that is the first out of the game as Kelzer flies out to center. So Lehman stays at second base. Kelzer flies out to center. One out, one on. Here's Drew Gibbs. Gibbs 0 for 3. Three strikeouts yesterday. Just a tough afternoon at the ballpark for him, but he is certainly due to pick up Lehman here and maybe move him over. Maybe even get him in here. First pitch to Gibbs is a ground ball, slow roller to the right side, and it gets underneath the glove of the second baseman, Prevo, into right field. Rounding third and scoring is Hunter Lehman, and Gibbs on cue, an RBI single, and Corning takes a 1-0 lead. Boy, Gibbs really, I'm sure, happy to see that after the 0 for 3 and 3 strikeout performance yesterday. So Corning strikes first. Still only one out. Here's Race Fisher. Seams sets. Gibbs takes off the pitch, a called strike, throw is low and outside, and Gibbs in there with a stolen base. One ball, no strikes here on Fisher, the third baseman. He was 0 for 3, two strikeouts in the game yesterday. A close. A lot of pop with that bat in the cleanup spot. Hesitation by Seams and glitching his body back towards second base, and Gibbs scrambles back in there. No balls, one strike, one out, 1-0 Corning here in the first. There's a fastball taken for a strike, and it's 1-1. The other winner's bracket game, which will be played at 3:30, will be Concordia and Iola. Marysville beat Independence in the first game today, eliminating Independence and keeping their tournament hopes alive. Fisher hits one high and out of play.
BRB.
Another foul ball. And on the field behind us, and it's one ball, two strikes. Brett Heideman on deck. Henry Heideman in the hole. RBI single by Drew Gibbs, giving Corning a 1-0 lead here in the top of the first. Seam sets, and now flips one back to second base. Gibbs back standing. No problem there. Corning with a record of 14-8 after their loss yesterday to Concordia. Concordia ended their run in the state tournament last year. Concordia gave them their first loss in the tournament this year. There's a swing and a miss. Beautiful breaking ball. Fisher all sorts of fooled there. And down he goes for out number two. And for Seams, that is his first strikeout. So an opportunity for Brett Heideman here with Gibbs at second base and now two outs. Brett 0 for 1, couple of walks, a stolen base, and a run scored in the game against Concordia yesterday. Bats on the left side. A tad bit open on the stance. Gibbs takes off. Heideman swings at the first pitch, pops it up, foul territory, first base side. And the first baseman, Boyle, makes the catch to retire the side. But Corning positive in the top of the first. An RBI single by Drew Gibbs after Lehman walked to begin the inning. So 1-0 our score. We head to the bottom of the first. It's American Legion Baseball here on KMZA.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you ready to explore the great outdoors with your recreational vehicles? Contact us, SBS Insurance, today for a personal insurance quote to protect your side-by-sides, boats, and RVs against unexpected mishaps. From off-road adventures to serene voyages, enjoy peace of mind wherever travel takes you.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
corn production has changed dramatically over the years. Recently, the hot topics surrounding profitability are plant health and spoon-feeding nitrogen. Coron, a controlled-release liquid nitrogen, is quickly absorbed into the plant and then slowly released over a period of 3 to 4 weeks. Coron can be applied with your post-herbicide application to give your corn plants the boost of energy they need while determining ear size and growing roots to reach previously applied soil fertilizers. Contact your local Helena salesman to see how Coron can positively affect your return on investment.
Kansaland Radio.
American Legion Baseball on 92.1, brought to you by C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland, they are open 7 days a week with great specials. And Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Kirk Hillman in studio, Brandon Tamman with you here, warm and breezy once again in Concordia. Day two of the AA Legion State Baseball Championship Tournament. Ben Haberkamp gets the ball for Corning here in this elimination game against Norton, who comes in with a record of 10-14. Colin Springer will lead it off. He'll be at shortstop. Logan Willauer batting second in right field. Jaden Boyle batting third at first. Owen Hammond in center. He is batting fourth. Caden Seams, the pitcher, bats fifth. Gavin Tallheim, the catcher, batting sixth. Carter Kendall at third, batting seventh. Ryan Prevo at second, batting eighth. And Tyler Stewart rounding it out for Norton in left field, batting ninth. So here we go, Ben Haberkamp. First pitch for him in the bottom of the first is hit to the right side, fielded by Bowers at second. Easy throw to Heidemann at first, and there you go. One pitch, one out. Good way to start the bottom of the first. Norton still looking for their first hit in the tournament. They lose to Iola last night, 8-0, and were no hits in that game. Iola is very, very good, the two-time defending AA state champs. And there's a swing and a miss by Logan Willauer, the right fielder. And Haberkamp jumps in front. No balls, one strike. Jaden Boyle will follow. 1-0 Corning here in the bottom of the first. There's a called strike on the outside corner. Quickly, no balls, two strikes. A little bit of a breeze out of the south, gusting as high as 20, maybe 25 miles per hour at times. There's an off-speed pitch that bent down into the dirt, and it's 1-2.
I'm back.
Haberkamp likes the first sign called by Kelzer. The righty delivers, and a ground ball, but foul to the right side. And it stays 1-2. Corning 2-2 at the Zone 3 tournament last weekend, finishing runner-up behind Hiawatha. And there's a pitch that might have slipped out of Haberkamp's hand there and went well behind Will Lauer. Now it's evened up, 2-2. Springer grounded out to begin the inning. Bases clear, one down, Corning leading it 1-0. Fastball low and outside, and the count runs full, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Haberkamp delivers. Low and outside, ball four. So he jumped ahead of Willauer at 1-2, but patience, the key there for Willauer, and he works a walk. First base runner for Norton in this game. Here's Jaden Boyle, the first baseman. Big body right-hander. Old school style, no batting gloves. Pretty straight up with his stance. Haberkamp out of the stretch and fires. A fastball missing outside. It's 1-0. Corning's run in the top of the first, an RBI single by Drew Gibbs. The lone production to this point. Haberkamp's next pitch, low and in the dirt, gets stopped by Kelzer. Right now, Boyle the advantage, 2-0. The second elimination game of the day. A few teams are going to be knocked out by the end of today. Independence was that first team knocked out earlier this morning. Fisher, ground ball at third, second for one, and to first. Did he get it? And it's going to get by the first baseman. Caught by sight in front of the fans here to my right. So they do get the lead run, and then a throwing error keeps Boyle on, and he makes it up to second base. Well, So, a runner at second and two down. Base hit could tie the game, but needs to be done here with Owen Hammond, the center fielder. First pitch is a little bit outside for ball one. Boyle at second base. After a fielder's choice and an error, there's a swing and a miss. Good off-speed pitch there by Haverkamp. One ball, one strike. Hammond wearing jersey number 6 and batting from the left side. Righty Haverkamp delivers. Just missed a touch outside, 2-1. If Hammond's able to do something, Caden Seams will follow. Corning leading 1-0 here in the bottom of the first. There's another swing and a foul tip there. Went behind Kelzer, and it's 2 balls, 2 strikes. Norton, a record of 10-14. They were the 8 seed in this 8-team field. 2-2 by Haverkamp. It is high. Good stop again by Kelzer, leaping up off the crouch position to snag that one down. Big 3-2 pitch coming up. Bottom of the first inning. Haverkamp delivers. It is high. Ball 4. The inning continues. Now runners at first and second. 2 down. Here's the pitcher, Caden Seams. Another big body right-hander, and Coach Haverkamp for Corning wants to have a quick discussion. The infield and company. American Legion Baseball, it is brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu. Holtz House, Auto House, and Fairview. How many Holtz House vehicles have you seen today? And also want to thank Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca. They are online at sailorinsurance.com. Kurt Kilman in studio, Brandon Tamman with you. Elimination game here, day number 2 in Concordia. Legion Baseball, AA State Tournament. Corning trying to keep their championship hopes alive after a loss yesterday to Concordia in the opening round. Right now they hold a 1-0 lead, but right now Norton trying to put something together in the home first with now runners at first and second and 2 outs. So here's Seams, and the first pitch by Haverkamp, a fastball missing upstairs, 1 ball, no strikes. A run for Corning in the top half, the Drew Gibbs RBI single. Next pitch is low for ball 2. Haverkamp out of the stretch. Runner at second is Boyle. Runner at first is Hammond. The pitch. It is hit well. Line down the left field line, but foul. Now 2 balls and 1 strike. Base hit could tie the game. Quick pause by the umpire as the left fielder, Henry Heidemann, had to go chase that ball down on the foul ball to get it back into the field of play. There's a throw to second base, and now it gets out into center field past Gibbs. Lehman throwing it into third, and it's a little bit tardy, and both runners advance. So that is going to be an error. And now runners at second and third. So that's the second error of the inning. Well, let's see if it turns costly. A base hit could give Norton a lead. 2 balls, 1 strike. The pitch is fouled straight back, and it's 2-2. So Norton, an opportunity with Caden Seams. Here's a 2-2. Another foul ball. A couple of errors in this inning has helped keep it moving for Norton. Right now, Corning still clinging to the 1-0 lead. Still very early, bottom of the first. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. The pitch just missed high, and it runs full. Gavin Tallheim is due up next. Big pitch coming up here. And there it is. It is high, ball 4. And another base runner loads the bases. Tallheim now will step in. This is a big spot for Corning and Haverkamp. After an RBI single in the top of the first to give him an early lead, now Norton working together here with two outs. Bases are loaded. Averkamp, a fake throw to second, steps off the rubber. And has to refocus here, take on the catcher in Gavin Tullheim. Bats from the right side, old school no batting gloves. Pretty straight up with his stance. And he hits it to the right side, right to Gibbs on a hop. He'll tap second himself to get the out. Averkamp and Corning, they get out of a bases loaded two-out jam. One inning down and six more to go. 1-0 Corning lead here on KMZA.
My name is Cooperelli. I play with the Sugarville Bombers. I like third base and making good plays. After I'm done with the game, I like to go get ice cream at the Onega Pharmacy.
My name is Alexa Rash. I play for the Sugarville Bombers. My favorite thing is playing third base. After I make a great play, I like to quench my thirst by getting a cherry limeade at the Onega Pharmacy.
My name is Reckon Schlatter. I played with the Sugarville Bombers. After I hit a dinger, I like going to the Onega Pharmacy to get ice cream.
All the kids are doing it. You should too. Stop by the Onega Pharmacy in downtown Onega. Good luck, Buffaloes, from the Onega Country Market. 120 Prospect Street in Onega, open Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Sundays 10 a.m. to 4. Pam and everybody at Onega Country Market are rooting on the Buffaloes. Good luck at state baseball.
Kelzer Epoxy Coatings and Flooring, specializing in metallic epoxy flooring, full flake epoxy flooring systems, and decorative quartz systems. Call John at 913-522-3854 to turn your dream floor into reality with Kelzer Epoxy Coatings and Flooring.
Kansaland Radio.
Elimination game here this morning at the AA State Tournament, American Legion Baseball in Concordia. Brandon Tem and Kirk Kilman with you. A 1-0 lead for Corning post 216 after an opening round loss to Concordia yesterday. Now find themselves in an elimination game here, hoping to win and move on. If they do win, they'll play at 6 o'clock tonight. Opponent would be to be determined. Hiawatha. They're going to be in a winner's bracket game after this one against Smith County. Hiawatha beat Marysville yesterday 6-4. Smith County beat Independence 3-2. So here we go, second inning. Corning will have Henry Heideman, Paxton Bowers, and Ben Haverkamp. That is 6, 7, and 8 in the Corning order. Seems the tall right-hander fires in the first pitch, a called strike, and the second inning is off and running. Henry Heideman didn't play in the game yesterday, but entered the tournament with a .400 batting average. So he has been productive when he's been out there. Takes one outside, one ball, one strike. Corning as a team entering the tournament, .391, a team batting average. An on-base percentage of .530. That is very impressive. There's a swing and a miss at a fastball well behind it. Henry Heideman now down in the count. One ball, two strikes. RBI single by Gibbs in the first. 1-0 our score. Seams sets out of the windup. Now kicks and fires. And a swing and a miss. And down goes Henry Heideman for out number one. That is the second strikeout for Seams. And that brings up Paxton Bowers. Bowers yesterday, 1-for-3 with an RBI. An RBI single in the seventh inning. A 5-3 loss to host Concordia. First swing and miss there. No balls and one strike. Seems a little bit of a groove going here in the second. And he deals a high fastball missing there. One ball, one strike. Seven teams remain. Independence eliminated this morning by Marysville. That final was 6-2. A team will be eliminated with a loss here. There's a fly ball to right field, and it drops in for a base knock. So how about that? A good swing and just taking it out to right field. And Paxton Bowers, his second hit of the tournament and his first hit today. A one-out single. And here's Ben Haverkamp. A little bit of a struggle. He's the pitcher here today, at least to start, for Corning. He walked three and loaded the bases, but got out of that jam with Norton not scoring a run. Bowers hesitates and now is run back to first. Looked like he had the itch to maybe go. Haverkamp also batting from the left side. Seems the righty fires. Bowers takes off. The pitch is high and not even a chance to get him at second base. A stolen base for Paxton Bowers. And the second steal of the game already for Corning. One ball and one strike. Seams sets. An easier look back to second now. Good lead being held. Here's the kick. Here's the deal. And the deal is a no-go. Two balls, no strikes. Correct myself on the count. 2-0. Base hit could double up the lead for Corning here in the second. They lead it 1-0. Bowers at second base, one down. The next pitch is high, and it's now 3-0. Miles Wimberly, number 9 in the order, is due up next for Corning. Seams turns.
I'm back.
Runs the base runner and Bowers back to second base. Advantage Haverkamp, 3-0. Long stretch and set here by Seams, looking back at second. Kicks with the left, fires with the right. The 3-0 is taken all the way and a called strike to make it 3-1. A breeze out of the south and southeast respectively. And that 3-1 is outside, ball four. That is the second walk allowed by Seams, and now Corning has some business brewing. First and second base and one out, and here's number 9 in the order, and number 9 on the jersey, Miles Wimberly. Wimberly yesterday 0-for-2 with a walk. Entered the tournament with a .468 batting average.
BRB.
One ball, no strikes here on Wimberly. Another throw back to second base and a relatively close play, but Bowers under the tag. Haverkamp at first. Gibbs driving in Lehman in the first with the single. A lone run so far as we're only in the top of the second inning. Here's the kick. Both runners take off. Called strike and not even a chance for either. It's a double steal. So now Bowers at third and Haverkamp at second. And the count, one ball, one strike here on Wimberly. Here's the pitch by Seams. And it's a called strike. It's 1-2. Pretty good location there. Just nipped the outside corner. Now Wimberly needs to try to be aggressive here. Not leave anything up to chance. A 1-2. Ooh, he left it up to chance. The chance there was fine. It was a called ball. Nearly got the outside corner, though, and it's two balls and two strikes. Second and third, one down. 1-0 Corning, top two, trying to add more. Seams, fires. Slow roller left side, and a foul ball. Stays 2-2. Corning looking for their 15th win of the summer. Our loss yesterday to Concordia was their 8th of the summer. 5 of the 8 teams here this weekend were also here last year. Both of these teams here were here last year. Popped up to the right side, foul territory, sliding attempt. And a sliding attempt by the catcher and Tallheim couldn't quite get it. Wimberly stays alive still at 2-2. The three teams that are new in 2024 to this tournament, Hiawatha, of course, they were there 2 years ago in Topeka, but didn't make it last year. Hiawatha, Marysville, and Independence are the three fresh faces in the field in 2024. Here's a 2-2, check swing, and held it up. Now 3-2. Another good at bat here, this time by number 9, Miles Wimberly. A walk will load the bases and switch it to the top of the order. Seams would love to get Wimberly here. He will not. That pitch runs inside and actually hits him. So now the bases are loaded with one out for Hunter Lehman, who walked and scored the lone run on the single by Gibbs. Now Lehman, 2 hits yesterday, a walk here today, a run scored here today. Corning trying to add to a 1-0 lead here in the second. Bases loaded and one out. Here's the pitch by Seams. Hit well out to center field, but playing it well as Hammond makes the catch. Here comes the runner in from third. The tag is not in time, and that is a productive at bat. A sacrifice fly by Lehman makes it 2-0. So that was Bowers scrambling in from third. The other two runners hold true, so Haverkamp still at second, Wimberly at first, one run across, 2-0 our score. But now two outs for L.J. Kelser, who flew out to center his first time up. Open on the stance from the right side, pitch by Seams, a fastball belt high, and a called strike number 1. Certainly a better start for Corning today offensively than yesterday against Concordia. No balls, 1 strike. Here's the pitch. Ground ball, third base side. Booted by the third baseman, but able to gather and make the tag to get the lead man at Haverkamp trying to get to third. So a ground out there ends the inning, but another run across on a sacrifice fly by Hunter Lehman. 1.5 in the books. Corning, a good start. They lead this game 2-0.
Centered on trust, innovation, and flexibility, Mainstar Trust reflects on nearly 40 years' experience of specializing in providing retirement custodial services by delivering confidence, wisdom, and quality to their customers. Mainstar Trust offers unique and dynamic services that easily adapt to individual choices with alternative investments. Also, dedicated to providing services that are accessible, personable, and reliable. For further information on why you should choose Mainstar Trust, stop by West 9th Street in Onega or visit online at MainStarTrust.com.
Community Healthcare System offers a comprehensive total joint program with Dr. Daniel Samani to help keep you moving from imaging to surgery, rehabilitation therapy, care navigation, and more. Everything that they do is inspired by you and personalized for you. For convenient scheduling and specialized joint care, look no further than CHCS. Call them today at 785-889-5039. Community Healthcare System of Northeast Kansas, enriching the health and lives of the people that we serve.
Kansaland Radio.
Brandy Tam and Kirk Hillman here in Concordia, AA State Tournament Action, American Legion Baseball. Here on KMZA, it's brought to you by your good folks at Luke Dillon Electric, with over 20 years' experience in commercial, residential, new construction, and remodel. Call Luke, 785-851-0785. Also want to thank Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. And Helena Agra Enterprise, people, products, knowledge. Give your crop a boost with Coron. And want to thank as well, as always, McDonald's and Hiawatha and Seneca, who sponsor our player of the game. 2-0 Corning as they lead Norton going into the bottom of the second inning. Norton will have the bottom of the order. Norton the 8th seed, but they go with the coin flips to determine who is home and who is away. And for the second straight day, Corning playing as the road team in this one. So Ben Haverkamp got out of a bases-loaded jam in the first, and now chance to reset here to start the bottom of the second inning. Starting here with third baseman Carter Kendall. Haverkamp fires in a fastball, first pitch, and a called strike number 1. Ryan Prevo will follow Tyler Stewart after that. Haverkamp, bat of the windup, and delivers a fastball. That one is outside, and it's 1-1. RBIs for Corning. A single by Gibbs in the first, a sack fly for Lehman in the second. 2-0, they lead it. Another pitch in the dirt, 2-1. Elimination game number 2 here today. Independence, the first team bounced as they lost to Marysville this morning. Ground ball, third base side. Fisher deep in the hole. Long throw, but the dig can be dug out by Brett Heidemann. And the runner is going to be safe and then move up to second base, does Kendall. So that is going to be the third error. It was fielded well by Fisher, but the throw was off target. If it was online and completed, it would have been an out. So now an error as Carter Kendall at second base with nobody out. Now another slow roller. Left side again. Fisher fielding, setting, firing, and this one is on target for the out. And Kendall moves up to third. So one out. But Norton has a man 90 feet away looking for their first run of the game. Corning leading 2-0. Here's Tyler Stewart, number 9 in the order. And the left fielder, that's on the right side, settles in. Averkamp's pitch is a called strike number 1. Once again, Corning last year at State. They went 2-2, eliminated by Concordia. Their other loss was to Beloit, and their two wins were against Colby and Seneca. Stewart behind, 0-2. Haverkamp's pitch, ground ball, gives it short, and they'll hold the runner at third. The throw is low, a little late jump at home, but ultimately it is a productive at bat as Stewart scores on the RBI ground outs, or should say that Kendall scores on the RBI ground out by Stewart. So it's now 2-1. And Norton is on the board for the first time this tournament, but yet to have recorded a single hit. An error and then a ground out that produced that run. The base is empty, 2 down, 2-1, Corning by 1. We're back to the top of the order. It's Springer. Ground ball right side. Bowers at second. Easy play over to Heidemann to retire the side. But an error and an RBI ground out by Tyler Stewart has Norton on the board. 2 innings deep. 2-1 Corning. Elimination game here in Concordia today on KMCA.
Onega Ag and Auto have a great selection of Husqvarna mowers and equipment for this season. Stop in soon and see the Husqvarna selection. Get NAPA parts and complete vehicle service repair too at Onega Ag and Auto. Call them at 889-4841. That's 889-4841.
Is it time to replace that old storm door? Odd size? Can't find one? Standard door won't fit? Then let Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca help you with a new Gherkin storm door from custom size to standard. Why Gherkin? Gherkin windows and doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Gherkin offers 3 storm door categories, and all doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Gherkin.com or stop at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and let them help you with that new Gherkin storm door and windows. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
Kansaland Radio.
American Legion Baseball on KMZA, brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. They are locally owned and operated for 117 years. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. At Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland, they are open 7 days a week with great specials. Busy day ahead here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Right now, dialed in on 92.1 is Corning Post 216, leads Norton. In an elimination game here today by a score of a 2-1 as we go to inning number 3. And Caden Seams is back to work for Norton on the bump. He'll get Drew Gibbs to start here the third inning. First pitch a little bit outside for ball 1. Gibbs produced the first run of the game in the first with a single. Scoring Lehman. They added another run in the second on a sack fly by Lehman. Right now a 2-1 lead. As the third is underway, there's a fastball missing outside, and Gibbs out in front, 2 balls, no strikes. Gibbs 0 for 3 yesterday in that loss to Concordia. Entered the tournament with a .460+ batting average. He's had a fantastic summer. Ground ball ricochets off the glove of Seams and on to short. Throw is not in time. So it's an infield single for Drew Gibbs. And his second hits of this afternoon's game. So he's at first base, nobody out. Here's Race Fisher, who struck out his first time up. It was hit hard by Gibbs, seams right off his glove, and then ricocheted to Springer at short, and then by the time he settled and got the throw over, Gibbs beat it out. So it goes down as an infield hit, the third hit of the game for Corning. So seams right back to the stretch. Gibbs at first, good lead. He takes off. Here's the pitch, and a high fly ball out to left field. This is Stewart, and he kind of hesitated and didn't get there, and it falls in for a hit. I'm not sure if he misplayed it, maybe lost it in the sun, but he kind of held up, and it looked like he was going to be able to make the catch, but that drops in for a hit, so back-to-back hits, and Fisher has his first hit of the tournament. Now Corning Bruin. Gibbs at second, Fisher at first, nobody out. They lead 2-1 here in the third. Here's Brett Heideman, who popped out to first, his first time up. First pitch to Heideman is low and inside for ball number one. Plays up in the box, again batting from the left side. RBI chance for him here. And his second at bat of the game. Seams sets. Taking his time, looking back, firing. A swing and a miss there. And it's one ball and one strike. Little bit of a breeze. Blowing out towards that 360 gap in left center. Same as yesterday. There's a foul ball there by Brad Heideman, and it's one ball, two strikes. Back-to-back hits by Gibbs and Fisher to begin the inning. Gibbs at second, Fisher at first, still nobody out. Corning with a one-run lead at 2-1. You got Brett Heideman up now, Henry Heideman to follow. Seam sets and deals. Heideman thought about it in the dirt. It's a ball and enough time for both runners to advance. That will be a wild pitch. Gibbs to third, now Fisher to second. And the count even Stevens, 2-2 here on Brett Heideman. Opportunity for Corning to build. Seems pitch. Oh, swing and a miss at a high fastball. And down goes Heideman. He's 0-2. Big first out in the top of the third for Seams and company. Second and third. Now one out. That is the second strikeout. Or correction, three strikeouts. Here is the pitch by Seams. And it's a little bit high for ball one. Heideman, this being Henry, a strikeout victim in his first at bat. But he's got a big RBI chance here. Fisher at second, Gibbs at third. Still only one out in the inning. Corning with the one-run lead. There's a foul ball there by Henry, and it's one ball, one strike. A run scored in each of the first two innings for Corning. And a chance to score another. Maybe more here in the third. Same sets. Here's a 1-1. Is a foul tip and a strike number two. And Seams has struck out one in each of the first three innings. And maybe a chance for another here in this frame. It would be a huge second out. Let's see if Henry can put something in play. Here's a 1-2. He does put something in play. Lines it out to center. Coming on to make the catch is Hammond. And he gets it in quickly, and Gibbs has to hold it third. So after back-to-back singles, a strikeout and a lineout, and now Corning in danger of not getting anything across, and it's going to be up to Paxton Bowers, who is productive in the second with a single, a couple of stolen bases, and a run scored. Gibbs at third, Fisher still at second. First pitch here to Bowers is high for a ball. Elimination game number two here today. sets, chest tie, trying to get out of a jam. Here's the pitch. It is inside. Fastball missing, 2-0. Gibbs and Fisher, third and second respectively, moving up one spot each, thanks to a wild pitch a little bit ago. They have been stranded there for a hot minute. Here's a 2-0. It is popped up. Foul territory, and it will just fall down into the net. And the catcher, Tallheim, nearly made a really good play there. But it was just so tough. It was kind of edging down the net and couldn't quite get the glove under it. And it's 2-1 here on Paxton Bowers. Bowers a little closed on that stance from the right side. The all-white bat above the right shoulders, a 2-1. Outside, good stop by the catcher in Tallheim, maybe saved a run there. But the advantage for Bowers at 3-1. Ben Haverkamp due up next. See if Bowers takes this 3-1 all the way. Maybe the green light, we'll see. Seam sets, kicks and fires. Inside, ball four. Pretty good pitch, just missed. But now Corning has the bases loaded with two down. Gibbs at third, Fisher at second. Now Bowers takes over at first base. Two down, here's Ben Haverkamp. Corning trying to add to a 2-1 lead here in the top of the third. Seems grinding and still a chance to get out of the inning with no harm done. But he's got to get through Haverkamp. And the first pitch to him is low for ball one. Haverkamp is pitching for Corning, and he got out of a jam as he walked the bases loaded in the first, but kept Norton off the board. 1-1, no strikes. Here's the pitch, and it's laced out. Well, Seams had a chance to get out of it, but Haverkamp says no. Bowers went first to third, so now they're at the corners, and Trey Morrison's going to be a courtesy runner here for Haverkamp. Waiting for the umpire to get set back up. So the bases were loaded with two outs. Haverkamp comes through, a two RBI dock to left center. And a 4-1 Corning lead. They have scored in every inning so far. But still, Seams has got to get out of it now. Still an opportunity to add to it. First pitch to Wimberly outside for a ball. Wimberly hit by a pitch in his first at bat on a full count. I'm sure you'd much rather take just a regular walk instead of being hit by a pitch, but nonetheless, he'll take it. But an RBI chance here. Morrison takes off for second base. It's a called strike, and he's in there without a throw. It is 1-1 now on Wimberly. So a base hit could add two more. The pitch by Seams is popped up. Foul territory behind home. Tallheim again trying to make it. And again, it's just caught by the net and unable to make a play, and it's going to be 1-2. Three hits in the inning for Corning. The one by Haverkamp producing two runs. Wimberly now could bring in two with a base hit. Bowers at third. Morrison, the courtesy runner, at second. Seam sets, kicks, and fires. Off speed, and it ran inside and hit him again. Now the second time that Wimberly's been hit, and the bases are loaded again with two outs. That'll bring up Hunter Lehman. Now a players-only meeting on the hill with the catcher Tallheim and Seams, and Corning has a real good opportunity to blow this game open in the top of the third. They lead it 4-1. Bowers at third. Morrison, the courtesy runner, at second. Now Wimberly at first. You wanted that out, and now you get a very productive Hunter Lehman stepping in for a third time in as many innings. Base hit would be monstrous. Here's the first pitch by Seams. It's in there for a called strike. Lehman, a walk and a run scored in the first, and then brought in a run with a sacrifice fly in the second. Eighth batter to come up here in the top of the third. That's on the right side. The righty Seams delivers, and a ground ball off the glove and out in the left. Both runs score from third and second base. Two RBIs for Hunter Lehman. It's now 6-1 Corning. They are blowing it open here in the third as Bauer scores. Morrison, the courtesy runner, scoring as well. And Wimberly stopped at second base. So Lehman at first, Wimberly at second, still two outs. And now here's Kelzer. Corning officially batting around here in the third inning. That is the fourth hit of the inning. Two RBIs apiece by Haverkamp and now Lehman. 6-1 Corning, still batting, two down, two on. Seems' pitch is a called strike, and it's 0-1. Kelzer 0-2, a fly out to center and a ground down to first. Seems really grinding through this third inning. Just wanting to get out of it if you're Norton. Now he flips one back to second base, tag a little bit late, and Wimberly is back in safely. Warming up here as we continue on throughout the day. Hiawatha, Smith County in our next game. That'll be on 103.9. And 0-1 is low, and it's 1-1 here on Kelzer. If Kelzer can get on, then it'll be Gibbs, who will be batting for a second time in the inning. Seams sets, looks back at second, Wimberly there, dancing around, and a ground ball foul left side, and it's 1-2. Haverkamp and Lehman, the two big hits in this inning, both producing two runs, four total across, 6-1. Seems just trying to get this last out. Pitches low, and it's 2-2. All season long, Corning has been very clutch with two outs. And right now, they are putting a two-out run here, extending on their lead in the third. Seems fires. Popped up left side. Kelzer didn't like it, but it could be a tough play. Shallow left field. Chucking up, making a awkward style catches Stewart in left, and Norton finally gets out of it. Corning, though, bats around. Two RBI singles each by Lehman and Haverkamp. 2.5 innings in. Corning 6 and Norton 1.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC, online at 1hbank.com.
Do you know Highland Community College has been ranked first in student success among all 19 Kansas community colleges for 2 years in a row? Join the nearly 3,000 other students who made the best choice at Highland Community College. Choose a traditional college experience by living in apartment-style housing in Highland or choose more hands-on technical training by enrolling at the Tech Centers in Atchison or the Western Center in Baileyville. Need flexible hours? Online classes are also available. Summer and fall enrollment is going on now, so start here and go anywhere. Apply at highlandcc.edu. Choose success. Choose Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
Very productive inning for Corning in the top of the third. Four runs, four hits. They strand two And as we head to the bottom of the third inning in this elimination game, Corning Post 216, they 6-1 lead on Norton. Brandon Tam and Kirk Hillman here on KMZA 92.1. Appreciate all of our sponsors, listeners, and everyone who made the trek out here to Concordia for the tournament this weekend. Great hospitality as always. Breezy afternoon, warm conditions. Haverkamp back to work on the bump for Corning, now with a 5-run cushion. The loser of this game eliminated from the tournament. It'll be the second team eliminated, as we'll have a couple more teams eliminated throughout this afternoon. Hiawatha awaiting their turn after this. They won their game yesterday against Marysville and will play Smith County. That'll be on 103.9 KNCA. And then if Corning can hold a 5-run lead here and move on, they will play at 6 o'clock tonight. And then that game as well will also bounce back to 103.9. So here's Logan Willauer to start the bottom of the third. And the first pitch is inside the line. And turning, and Henry Heidemann with a little bit of a hesitation on getting it in, and it's a leadoff double for Norton. Nicely placed by Logan Willauer. So Willauer at second base, nobody out. Here's Jaden Boyle, who reached on a fielder's choice in his first at bat. So that is the first hit of the tournament for Norton. Their run scored was on an error and a ground out. They were no hit in their loss last night to Iola. So that's, again, that leadoff double by Willauer, their first hit of the tournament. And there's a called strike. And Boyle quickly behind here against Haverkamp at 0-2. Haverkamp glancing, looking, and firing. And it's in there, swing and a miss. Almost looked like a foul tip, but Kelzer held onto it. And a strikeout for out number one. That is the first strikeout for Haverkamp. One out, runner at second. Here's Hammond. He walked in his first at bat. Bats from the left side, hacks at the first pitch, and fouls it away to make it 0-1. Haverkamp walked. The bases loaded in the first, but Norton was unable to get anything across. Pitch to Hammond here, high and outside, 1-1, now the count. Iola, the back-to-back defending state champs, beat Norton last night 8-0 in a no-hit fashion. There's a line shot to center field, and that drops in for a hit. Willauer rounds third, and he will score with ease, and Norton drives in a run. An RBI single by Hammond, and Corning's lead cut to 6-2. So here's Caden Seams, a walk in his first at bat. Hammond at first base after the single, producing a run to make it 6-2. Haverkamp will throw it to first, and Hammond back with ease. Norton still got a ways to go. Corning's lead is 4 here in the bottom of the third. 6-2. That pitch inside, stolen base, throw to Gibbs, not in time. Stolen base by Owen Hammond. It was a good pitch to run on. One, he got a good jump, and then two, it was an off-speed pitch. So usually the recipe for a stolen base. And now a throw back to second. Bauer's tag is a little bit late, but Hammond had to dive back in. 1-1, no strikes here on Seams. Now he has an RBI chance here as Norton continues to try to cut into this deficit. There's a called strike, and it's 1-1. Tallheim to follow. Very thankful for the canopy and the shade provided by the company here. And now this is laced back into center field for a hit. Rounding third is Hammond. He will score with ease. Back-to-back RBI singles. And now it's a 6-3 game. Three hits in this inning after being held hitless through 9 innings in the tournament. Ty Cox is going to be a courtesy runner for Seams at first. So Norton. The umpire's discussing something. Right now the scoreboard says 7-3, but that is incorrect. It is 6-3. But two runs have scored in the inning. Back-to-back RBIs by Hammond and Seams. Cox, the courtesy runner for Seams at first. First pitch low to Tallheim for ball one. So, well, Haverkamp again had to work out of a jam in the first. Was able to get out of a bases loaded jam, but a double and two singles in this inning have produced two runs for Norton, and Corning's lead has been trimmed to 6-3. One ball, one strike, one out, one on. Bottom three. Another throw back to first. Right now, Cox is really making Haverkamp think about it. He's got a solid three-step lead. He looks like he wants to go. He doesn't take off. The pitch runs inside, and it hits Tallheim. So now two on, still only one out. And here's Carter Kendall, who represents the tying run. Norton came in with a record of 10-14 after their loss last night to Iola. I mentioned Iola again, the top seed after their win last night. Their record is now 28-6. By far and away the best record, but Hiawatha, the two seed, with the second best record and the second most wins. Kendall takes a first pitch strike. Haverkamp sets, delivers. Lifted out into foul territory, left side, and out of play. And a good chance here for Haverkamp as he jumps in front of Kendall. No balls, two strikes. Logan Willauer led off the inning with a double. Boyle struck out. Back-to-back singles by Hammond and Seams scoring a pair. And then Tallheim just hit by a pitch. So right now again, first and second. Two runs in, 6-3 Corning. And now that pitch is outside. It gets away. It's going to be a wild pitch. And both runners advance. A base hit could make this a one-run game. Well, it looked good through 2.5 for Corning, but Norton is battling and putting something together here in the home third. Haverkamp flips one back to third. Diving in safely is Seams. Or correction, the runner for Seams being Kai Cox. So again, Cox the runner, courtesy, at third. Tallheim at second base, and there's the pitch inside. And from 0-2 to 2-2. Ryan Prevost is on deck as Norton is battling back here in the third. There's a pitch just missed low and outside. And the count runs full. 3-2. Big 3-2 pitch coming up. Here it is. It is lifted to the left side. On the foul line, it's going to be the third baseman. Fisher makes the catch for a big second out. So two outs, and it's up to Ryan Prevost. Runner Cox at third, Tallheim at second base. Two runs in for Norton this inning. They're within 6-3. They got to get Prevost here. First pitch, fastball missing upstairs. 1-0. Prevost grounded out to third in his first at bat. That was the first out in the second inning. He's got a big RBI chance here with two down in the third. There's a wild pitch. It gets away and a run is in. It is now 6-4 as Cox, the courtesy runner, with ease gets home. Tallheim also to third on that wild pitch. So three runs in this inning. It is 6-4. And advantage Prevost at the plate with the count 2-0. The pitch. There's a called strike on the outside corner. And it's 2-1. And the pitch is hit to the right side, out of play foul. And from 2-0 to 2-2. by far and away the most productive inning for Norton offensively in this tournament. An RBI ground out, got their first run in the second, but now three plated here in the third, and that pitch just missed inside. Some groans from the fans, thought it would have been strike three or could have been strike three. But now the count's full, 3-2. Runner at third, two down. Oh, and the pitch low and outside, but it swung on and missed. It would have been ball four, but Prevo is down swinging. And Haverkamp gets out of the inning, but Norton gets three. Seven runs between the two in that frame. And we head to the fourth inning of play. Corning six and Norton four.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Kansaland Radio.
American Legion Baseball here in Concordia, brought to you by Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Highland Community College, close to home, far from dead. Online at highlandcc.edu. And Holthouse Auto House in Fairview. How many Holthouse vehicles have you seen today? Well, seven runs total between the two teams in the third inning. Corning putting up a four spot. Norton came back with three. So right now, three innings in, Corning six and Norton four in this elimination game here this afternoon, working into the early afternoon hours, not even quite noon yet. What is already game number two of day number two here at this AA state tournament. Corning batted around in the third, sending nine to the plate. The highlights were two RBI singles a pop by Ben Haverkamp and Hunter Lehman. It'll be Gibbs, Fisher, and Brett Heidemann. That is 3, 4, and 5 in the Corning order. Winner moves on, keeps their championship hopes alive. The loser has their season come to an end here on day number two in Concordia. Well, I should mention that Caden Seams is out, and Prevo is the new pitcher. Trying to get... So Prevo, the new pitcher. They said Seams... So again, Prevo, the new pitcher, will get Seams totals here through three innings, but Prevo's first pitch to Gibbs inside for a ball. And the fourth inning is underway. Three innings, six hits, six runs, six earned, three walks, three strikeouts. Gibbs in foul territory, pops it up, and again up against the net. That is the third time that Tallheim, the catcher, is had plays right along the net, and he's 0 for 3 in that category. One ball, one strike here on Gibbs. Third at bat, he has been very good today. 2 for 2, two singles, an RBI, and a run scored. After he went 0 for 3 with three strikeouts yesterday. So quite the turnaround from game one to game two. So again, defensively, Tallheim catching, Kendall at third, Springer at short, Seams now at second, Boyles at first, Stewart in left, Hammond in center, Willauer in right with Prevo again pitching. There's a swing and a miss. Looked like a changeup. That was a little bit high, and it's advantage Prevo here at one ball, two strikes. He is a right-handed thrower, big body, sets chest high, Gibbs from the right side. A 1-2. Ooh, took a little bit off, and it was right down the middle, but he did not get the call. And it's two balls and two strikes. A lot of groans and moans there by the spectators here. Thought that was strike three, but let's see if Gibbs can take advantage of a missed call. And he fouls this one up and out of play right behind us, and it stays two balls and two strikes. So yesterday, they were giving away free popsicles for the fans who returned the foul balls. Not sure if that's the same promotion going on today, but it was a pretty good one, I would say. There's a foul ball right back into the net. Gibbs stays alive. It's still two balls and two strikes. Corning 6 and Norton 4. They're in the top of the fourth inning, so not quite halfway home in this elimination game. Once again, after this, on KNZA 103.9, we'll have Hiawatha post 6-6 taking on Smith County. Prevost's pitch is popped up in the infield. This is going to be a tough play for Prevo off the back of the mound. Four bunt. And it drops in for a hit. So he has reached in all three of his at-bats. And here is Race Fisher, who's 1-for-2 with a single and a run scored. That ball landed behind the pitcher's mound and in front of second base. So you had Prevo, who I think called everybody off. And then you had Springer at short, Seams at second, kind of converging on it. Even Boyle at first kind of made a hack at it. And the advantage won by Gibbs. So he's at first, nobody out. And there's a swing and a miss by Fisher, and it's no balls and one strike. He struck out in the first. And then he had a single and a run scored in the four-run third. And that was after Fisher went 0-for-3 with two strikeouts yesterday. 6-4 Corning here, batting in the fourth. Got their leadoff man on. There's a pitch upstairs. Now a throw down to first. Gibbs right back in safely. Scampers back in behind the tag. One ball, one strike here on Fisher. First team eliminated this morning was Independence, as Marysville kept their season alive. They'll play late tonight, 8:30, scheduled start time. There's a swing and a miss. Fisher down 1-2, and in the process, Gibbs with a stolen base. He is up to second. Second steal for Gibbs in the game today, so he has been very good. He has reached base three times with an RBI, a run scored, now two stolen bases. And now this is lifted to the left side. Fisher upset with himself. Another one in the infield. This time, Prevo makes the catch. He was on the right side of the mound that time, but he gets the first out. Fisher now 1-for-3, and here's Fred Heidemann, who's 0-for-2. Gibbs at second, one down. Corning 6 and Norton 4 here in the top of the fourth. So again, Prevo taking the swing for Seams. Seams went the first three innings, gave up 6 hits, 6 runs, 3 walks, 3 strikeouts. Prevo sets and deals. First pitch to Brad Heidemann is outside for ball one. As long as Corning and Hiawatha are in this thing, we got you covered. And after today's game, the rest of the games back on 103.9. That includes if Corning wins this one and plays at 6 later on today. There's a swing and a miss by Brad Heidemann. One ball, one strike. Gibbs at second base, one down here in the inning. 7 of the 10 total runs were scored in the third inning. Corning laced in 4. Norton came back with 3. Right now the score is 6-4 Corning. Now 2 balls, 1 strike here on Brett Heidemann. Prevost's pitch. They swing and a miss. Pulled the string and now 2 balls, 2 strikes. Henry Heidemann is on deck. The righty against the lefty in Heidemann. Pitch by Prevo. In there. Called strike 3. Got him looking for out number 2. So Gibbs still stranded at second base. Now it's up to Henry Heidemann, who's 0-for-2. Strikeout in the second. And a line out to center in the third. but a base hit could score a run. Gibbs has got good athleticism at second. A decent-sized lead. He'll take off, and this first pitch is hit out to left field pretty well. The wind pushing it back, but making the catch is Stewart for the out. So Gibbs, a leadoff hit, and stranded at second base. We're halfway home and halfway game here in Concordia, and Corning is holding a 6-4 lead.
Does pain keep you from enjoying the things you love? At HPM, we understand how chronic pain can put a pause on your life, making everyday activities and hobbies feel like overwhelming tasks. Our team is dedicated to helping you reclaim the joy of living. The pain management solutions offered at NVCH are tailored to fit your unique needs, ensuring you get the best care close to home. Please contact our outpatient clinic at 785-336-0462 for additional information. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital, where people you know, care you trust.
In the ag market these days, insurance protection for your crop has never been more important. Crop Hail Protection provides coverage for hail, fire, vandalism, malicious mischief, truck overturn, and stored grain, to name a few. Call Beth Dieters today at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, to protect your growing crop. For peace of mind on your piece of earth, call Midwest Crop Insurance, Seneca, Kansas, 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
Kansaland Radio.
American Legion Baseball brought to you by Sailor Insurance. I'm Sabetha and Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. Luke Dillon Electric, with over 20 years' experience in commercial, residential, new construction, and remodel. Call Luke 785-851-0785. And Helena Agra Enterprise, people, products, knowledge. Give your crop a boost with Coron. And I want to thank McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca, who sponsor our player of the game. Brandon Tamm and Kirk Kilman, 3.5 in the books, 3.5 to go here in this elimination game. Double-A State Tournament ball in Concordia. Right now, Corning post 216, leading Norton by a score of 4. Haverkamp back to work. It's been a little up and down for him, but he is still in line for a win, potentially. With his team leading by 2, Norton has 9-1-2 in the order, starting here with Tyler Stewart. And he swings and hacks at the first pitch, lifts it out to center field, hung up just enough for Lehman to dart in and make a catch, and a good start. One pitch, one out here in the bottom of the fourth. So Stewart 0 for 2, although his first at-bat produced an RBI. Here's Colin Springer, 0 for 2, couple of groundouts. One up, one down. Corning leading 6-4. There's a bender that missed inside, and it's one ball, no strikes. So what I was told prior to the game, Norton has a few kids missing that had played throughout the most of the summer, but there's a ground ball right back to Haverkamp on the mound. He makes a nice throw to first, and quickly two up and two down. So just kind of finishing that thought there again, I guess a few of these guys for Norton kind of picked up in a tight spot and kind of being thrown into the fire here. So Springer now 0 for 3, 2 up, 2 down quickly. Here's Will Auer, who got that 3-run third inning, started off hot with a double. He'll foul away the first pitch here, no balls, one strike. He also walked in the first, so he has had a solid afternoon so far. Logan Will Auer, the right fielder, number 2 in the order for Norton. Here is the pitch. That is high, and it's one ball, one strike. Off-speed pitch that didn't quite bend down in back into the strike zone. Stewart lined out. Springer grounded out. Two up, two down quickly here in this inning. There's a swing and a miss, and there is strike number 2. Haverkamp faced 4 in the second, but he has yet to retire Norton 1-2-3. He has a chance to do so here, the 1-2. Ground ball, Fisher, third base side, boots off his glove, be safe. Well, Fisher's had a tough time at third today. He's had some tough plays. Not sure if that'll go down as a hit or an error. It was hit pretty hard. We will go ahead and at least call this a hit for now. We'll see if that changes, but nonetheless, a 2-out base runner, and that brings up Jaden Boyle. And Boyle takes a first pitch called strike, 0-1. Steps back in there. Good movement with the bat above the right shoulder. Haverkamp sets, deals, bends it in there, called strike. And it's quickly no balls, two strikes on Boyle. He reached on a fielder's choice in his first at-bat and then struck out in the third. Runner on, two strikes, and he sliced this one down the right field line and foul. Stays 0-2. Boyle racking jersey number 50. Playing at first base defensively. Runner at first, two outs, two strikes, the pitch. It is hit well out to left field. Henry Heidemann, he's got a good beat on it. He makes a running kick to the corner. And a nice play there to retire the side. So a one-out, or correction, a two-out hit does no harm with Will Auer stranded there in the bottom of the fourth. We head to the fifth inning of play. Corning still holding on to a 6-4 lead.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle. Your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
Corn production has changed dramatically over the years. Recently, the hot topics surrounding profitability are plant health and spoon-feeding nitrogen. Coron, a controlled-release liquid nitrogen, is quickly absorbed into the plant and then slowly released over a period of 3 to 4 weeks. Coron can be applied with your post-herbicide application to give your corn plants the boost of energy they need while determining ear size and growing roots to reach previously applied soil fertilizers. Contact your local Helena salesman to see how Coron can positively affect your return on investment.
Kansaland Radio.
The noon hour here in Concordia. Temperatures rising. Winds continue to gust out of the south, about 25 mph. Brandon Tam and Kirk Kilman here on KMZA 92.1. Elimination game at the AA State Tournament, day number 2 in Corning right now. Post 216, they lead Norton. The score going into this fifth inning is 6-4. Second inning for Prevo on the bump. It's the bottom of the order here for Corning with Bowers, Haverkamp, and Wimberly. Bowers productive today. Two at-bats, two times on, a single and a walk, and two runs scored. Righty v. righty matchup here to start the fifth. Corning trying to keep their state tournament hopes alive here.
2-2-1.
Winner moves on. We'll play at 6. Prevo sets, fires, ground ball right up. Kneecap ricochets to the right side. Save for the leadoff hit. Bowers' great day continues three times on and now his second single. And a leadoff man on for another time. Had Kurt trying to tell me something in my ear. I missed it. Kurt, what was that?
221 miles.
Okay. Well, I had Kurt do some searching for me. Let you know here in a second is in Haverkamp, the lefty, steps in. Bowers are checking on him at first base, so Prevo threw over there. He slides back in safely, does Bowers. So Corning and Norton are separated by 221 miles. There you go. That's all I was looking for, so appreciate it. Norton, throw to first. Not. But somehow, once Boyle got the ball, boy, he really had a chance to get him out there, but a great slide back by Bowers, and he keeps it alive. So Haverkamp still waiting for his first pitch here in his third at bat. He's 1-for-1. He has a walk, a single, and two RBIs. That big two RBI hit in the four-run third. Now another throw back to first, and this time Bowers back with ease. So Prevo right now certainly concerned with Bowers at first base. He did steal two bases in the first. Now finally a pitch to Haverkamp as a called strike, and it's 0-1. Of Corning has scored in every inning but the fourth. One in the first, one in the second, and then four in the third. And this is lifted out well towards right center. And then gets away. It was misplayed by Hammond in center, which allowed Bowers to score all the way from first. And just like that, Corning extends their lead to 7-4. It'll go down as a double, but the run is courtesy of an error by the center fielder. That is the first error by Norton today, and that leads to a run and a big one here as we're creeping towards the later innings. So now Haverkamp at second base, and Wimberly, I think we're going to get a courtesy runner. Once again, we had Morrison take over for Haverkamp earlier in the game, and that's going to be the case again. So Morrison out to second after the hits by Haverkamp. And going back to Wimberly, who's ready to step in for a third time. He's had as bad of a time as you could have at the plate in two at-bats. He has been hit both times. Let's see if the third time's a charm here. First pitch by Prevo is high for a ball. 2-0 the count here on Wimberly. Morrison, courtesy runner at second base. Prevo sets and deals. Off speed, a swing and a miss, makes it 2-1, way out in front. That swing by Wimberly. 7-4, Corning in front here, batting in the top of the fifth. They just got a run. Helped by an error by the center fielder in Hammond. There's another swing and miss, and from 2-0 to 2-2. Well, the first two times that Wimberly was hit by a pitch, they were both on two strike counts. 2-2 here. Morrison dancing off second. He's being held. Here's the pitch. In there. Called strike three. Down looking for the first out. So here's Lehman. We get back to the top of the order, and Lehman up for a fourth time. So again, Morrison, the courtesy runner at second base for Haverkamp, who got on via the double but didn't get credited for the RBI because the error by the center fielder allowing Bowers to score all the way from first. Here's a ground ball. Fielded nicely by Kendall. Morrison stays at second base, so Lehman, one pitch, one out, now two down. Now it's up to L.J. Kelzer, who is 0-for-3. He was 1-for-4 yesterday with a single, so 1-for-7 in the tournament so far. Two outs, runner at second, 7-4 our score, Corning by a three-point shot. First pitch called strike, and it's 0-1. Adding from the right side, open a tad bit on the stance. Black, red, and yellow on the bat above his right shoulder. Another pitch off speed, just missed outside. And it's 1-1. Morrison, the courtesy runner at second base. Replacing Haverkamp out there. 1-1 count, two outs, 7-4 here in the fifth. And a high fastball is lifted into foul territory towards... Boy, did he make that catch in the corner? Yes, he did, behind the fence. That was an incredible... Wow. Absolute web gem. But, for Corning, still popped to an error by the center fielder. We head to the bottom of the fifth inning in this elimination game. Corning 7 and Norton 4.
If you're building or buying a home in this great community, then congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we're here to help. We're United Bank and Trust, and we have a highly experienced staff who knows everything from purchasing to refinancing to construction lending. We'll find the right loan that works best for you and guide you through the entire process. Stop by your local branch to learn more, or simply go online to www.ubankonline.com. Welcome to your new home. Let United Bank and Trust help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If you're making plans for landscaping, your home, or business, You can get just what you want at Suther's Building Supply in Seneca. They have patio stones and rock in a choice of colors, including rose quartz, river rock, rainbow stone, and pond pebbles. Plus, they have everything for planting, like potting soil, topsoil, manure, and peat humus, just to name a few of the items that will make your lawn the best it's ever been. It's all at Suther's Building Supply on First Street in Seneca.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, a change of plans here. That impressive catch by the left fielder in Stewart, I guess, was not a catch. They have brought Norton back out, and Kelzer is back up there. So the bottom of the fifth is not over yet. So Prevo is back to it, and Kelzer pops this one up and into the seat. So it's going to be one ball, two strikes. That is interesting. So the fence down the left field line kind of opens up the closer you get to the fence, or the wall, I should say, and couldn't really tell whether it was caught or not, but they brought Norton back out. Now here's a steal by Morrison. And that is going to score. Not going to say it was a missed call or whatever. It was, I guess, called differently, and we had to come back out, and ultimately the runner Morrison scores on the throwing error by the catcher in Tolheim. So now it is 8-4, and now Kelzer runs it into the gap in right center for a hit. So Norton thought they were out of the inning with a three-run deficit. Now they're still playing on defense with Corning adding another and now leading 8-4. Boy, that is just kind of an interesting turn in this game. So Corning now is back up in front by 4. And a meeting here. We might have a new pitcher. Looks like Norton is going into the bullpen, so we will step aside. 8-4, Corning in front, still batting in the bottom, or correction, the top of the fifth, back in 60 seconds here on KMZA.
Hey y'all, this is Whitney from Fitted. We have shoes for all ages featuring top brands like Reef, Brooks, Birkenstocks, Under Armour, Sass, Skechers, Clarks, and more. Whether you need comfy casuals or stylish heels, we've got you covered. Visit us at Fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas, your local apparel and footwear store. Can't make it into the store? Shop with us online at FittedKS.com. Let us help you find the perfect fit for every step of your journey. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted.
Corn production has changed dramatically over the years. Recently, the hot topics surrounding profitability are plant health and spoon-feeding nitrogen. Corn, a controlled-release liquid nitrogen, is quickly absorbed into the plant and then slowly released over a period of 3 to 4 weeks. Corn can be applied with your post-herbicide application to give your corn plants the boost of energy they need while determining ear size and growing roots to reach previously applied soil fertilizers. Contact your local Helena salesman to see how Corn can positively affect your return on investment.
Kansaland Radio.
I got ahead of myself. Prevost still pitching. No pitching change. Gibbs right now, one ball, one strike. 8-4 here in the fifth. Kelzer, oh, picked off, and there it is. Okay, well, now the inning is over. As Kelzer is picked off at first base. So it's kind of a bizarre top of the fifth inning, but nonetheless, I believe it is finally done. But two more runs have scored for Corning. They got an RBI in that inning, or I should say a couple of hits early, and then a couple of errors by the center fielder and the catcher, allowing those two runs to score. Regardless, it's now doubled up. 8-4 Corning. We finally head to the bottom of the fifth.
So much more than just prescriptions. Here's Johnny Schlatter at Onega Pharmacy.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a front end that a lot of the ladies seem to come in and really shop around a lot. There's candles,
seasonal. She really changes out the seasonal stuff. So our soda fountain as well. Opened it back up and it is running hot and heavy again. You want a good cherry limeade, come to Onega Pharmacy. You'll never go get one at Sonic again.
Onega Pharmacy, open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturdays 9 to noon. Find Onega Pharmacy on Facebook or stop by in downtown Onega. Good luck, Buffaloes. From the Onega Country Market, 120 Prospect Street in Onega, open Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Sundays 10 a.m. to 4. Pam and everybody at Onega Country Market are rooting on the Buffaloes. Good luck at state baseball.
Kansaland Radio.
Head to the bottom of the fifth inning. Ben Haverkamp back to work for Corning. Post 216, they lead Norton 8-4. Here in Concordia, getting a couple of runs on a couple of errors in the top half of the frame. So Corning has scored in all but inning number four. One in the first, one in the second, four in the third, and two in the fifth. Norton's runs, one in the second, and then three in the third. But Haverkamp has pitched here into the fifth. Four innings so far, four hits, three earned runs. Four total runs, three walks, couple of strikeouts. He'll get middle of the order here for Norton, starting here with Owen Hammond. And the first pitch is swung on, popped up left side. Gibbs can't get there, and it drops into shallow left for a hit. So Gibbs at short, tried to get out there, and might have kind of got turned around a little bit, but ultimately a leadoff hit there for Hammond. So Hammond has reached in all three of his at-bats. Now with his second single, he also had a walk in the first. So here's Caden Seams. And quickly, Haverkamp having to go out of the stretch. There's a throw down to first. Pitch was low to Seams for ball one. Seams walked in the first and had an RBI single and a run scored in that three-run third. 8-4 Corning here in the bottom of the fifth. Elimination game here today. There's a pitch called strike. Throw to second. Gibbs, and it gets out into center field. So the throw is wide. Now Lehmann trots it in, and that allows Hammond to get from second to third. That is the fourth error of the game by Corning. And now Hammond all the way to third with nobody out. So one ball, one strike count now on Seams as Norton needs to put a rally together. Corning's lead is four here late. Pitch was outside. Now two balls, one strike. Hiawatha post 66 and Smith County in our next game coming up after this one. That'll be turned over on 103.9. Next pitch by Haverkamp low. Now three balls, one strike. We're in the bottom of the fifth. Corning has been the road team in each of their first two games of this tournament. And this is a high fly ball, shallow left field. Henry Heidemann looks to have a beat on it, makes the catch, runner tags from third, and will score with ease. So a productive out. If you're Corning, you'll take it. But a much needed run for Norton. They're within 8-5. That is the second RBI for Seams in the game today. Corning's lead 8-5. And now bases empty, one out for Gavin Tolheim. Now, for some reason, they keep putting the wrong scores on the scoreboard, so it's showing 9-4, but that's not the case. And now there's a ball laced up the middle for a base hit by Tolheim. First hit for Tolheim. Again, 8-5 our score. And now Norton continues with one on and one out. The scoreboard keeping has been an issue in about every game. It's been frustrating at time for some, but now they finally get it fixed. 8-5. Corning by three, but a run already in for Norton in the bottom of the fifth. Haverkamp's pitch, a swing and a miss. And here to Carter Kendall, it's 0-1. Kendall reached on an error, scored in the second. And he popped out to third in the third. Here's an 0-1. Just a bit outside. One ball, one strike. Haverkamp is Pitched the entire way so far, and now a line drive into left field for a base hit. So now two on and one out. Well, here's a big opportunity for Norton. They're down 8-5 and have two on and one out. They've already scored one in the inning on a sack fly by Seams. But outside of the sack fly, three singles, Hammond, Talheim, and Kendall. Talheim now at second, Kendall at first. Haverkamp delivers, and a ground ball. Gibbs at second for one. Throw to first is another error. It gets away. Well, they get the other out, but another run is in. Okay, so let's get this all squared away. Talheim scores from second. They get the runner out at second, and Kendall. And another throwing error. Five errors by the Corning defense. And two runs, getting it right back in the bottom half. It's now an 8-6 Corning lead. So here's Tyler Stewart, who comes up, who represents the game-tying run here in the bottom of the fifth. First pitch swinging, pops it up, left side, foul territory. Fisher chasing, can't get there. Heidemann, and that's Henry out in left field, also kind of had a beat on it, but neither him or Fisher could get there in time, so it's strike one. Well, Corning is still leading, 8-6. But if they were to go on and lose this game, they can certainly look at some opportunities missed. But again, five errors right now in the game. That has really not helped them, allowing a few of these runs for Norton to be unearned. One ball, one strike here on Stewart. He's 0-2, but an RBI ground out in the second. He is also lined out to center. Pitch by Haverkamp is low and inside, 2-1. Lehman pitched all six innings in the loss yesterday, and Haverkamp has pitched the entire way so far here in game number two. There's a throw to second. I had seen that Norton put a courtesy runner out there for Prevo, but did not catch who it was. I'm pretty sure it's Kai Cox, who was utilized earlier in the game. Here's a pop-up to the right side, and that'll play foul, and it's two balls and two strikes. So two outs, runner at second, 2-2 count, two runs have scored, 8-6, a two-run lead. Corning still holding on in the bottom of the fifth inning. Haverkamp looks back, fires, and it's hit foul to the left side. Stays 2-2. Three hits in the inning, a sacrifice fly and an error. Singles by Hammond, Talheim, and Kendall. Another foul ball, stays 2-2 here on Stewart. Want to get this out here. If not, you go back to the top of the order. It has been a good game. Both these teams battling, trying to keep their state title hopes alive. The winner plays at 6 o'clock tonight. Opponent to be determined. High chopper, right back to Haverkamp, settles, and soft tossed it to first, and time for the out. But Norton gets those two runs back that Corning scored in the top half, so each team plating two in the fifth. We go to the sixth, Corning 8 and Norton 6.
Kelzer Epoxy Coatings and Flooring, specializing in metallic epoxy flooring, full flake epoxy flooring systems, and decorative quartz systems. Call John at 913-522-3854 to turn your dream floor into reality with Kelzer Epoxy Coatings and Flooring. Centered on trust, innovation, and flexibility, Main Star Trust reflects on nearly 40 years' experience of specializing in providing retirement custodial services by delivering confidence, wisdom, and quality to their customers. Main Star Trust offers unique and dynamic services that easily adapt to individual choices with alternative investments. Also, dedicated to providing services that are accessible, personable, and reliable. For further information on why you should choose Main Star Trust, stop by West 9th Street in Onega or visit online at MainStarTrust.com.
Kansaland Radio.
We got good game brewing down the stretch here. Elimination game in Concordia. Corning Post 216 leading Norton by a score of 8-6 here on 92.1. Our coverage of American Legion Baseball presented by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company at Hiawatha. They are locally owned and operated for 117 years. Want to thank C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. And Kirkwood & Company Restaurant Island, they are open 7 days a week with great specials. So Prevo back to work here for Norton as we got an 8-6 game. Corning in front, now batting here in the top of the six. It'll start here with Drew Gibbs, followed by Race Fisher, and then Brett Heideman. First pitch by Prevo, a called strike, and the sixth inning is underway. After an 0-for-3 with three strikeouts performance yesterday in the loss to Concordia, Gibbs is 3-for-3 with three singles. And he laced this one to the left side, but not enough, and right at Springer, who makes the catch for the out. It was hit well, but about neck high. Springer didn't have to take a step either way, and just like that, the first out here in the sixth. Here's Fisher, a single and a run scored back in the third. He's also popped out and is struck out. First pitch inside, ball one. Corning has scored in every inning but the fourth. Prevo sets, second pitcher utilized by Norton today. That pitch is outside, and it's 2-0. They scored one in the first, one in the second, four in the third, and added two in the fifth. Norton came back with two of their own in the bottom of the fifth to keep it within two. Next pitch is high, 3-0. Prevo's reaction there, thought it was a strike. Fisher with a single in the third. He is 1-for-3, takes this one all the way, and it's a called strike, now 3-1. The winner will play at 6 o'clock tonight. If Corning holds on, we'll have it for you over on 103.9. Hiawatha coming up after this one in their winner's bracket game against Smith County. And that one on 103.9. With the scheduling conflict, this game on 92.1 this morning, but the rest of the tournament will go back to 103.9. There's a walk to Fisher. That pitch was low. And a one-out base runner. He has reached now twice in four at-bats, and that'll bring up Brett Heideman, who's 0-for-3. Second time facing Prevo, struck out the first time he faced him. Overall, Brett has struck out twice and has popped out to first. I'll throw over two first. Now, Fisher is not the biggest threat to steal by any stretch. Prevo now having to work against the left-handed hitter in Brett Heideman. First pitch taken for a called strike. It's 0-1. One out, one on, 8-6 Corning by two here in the top of the sixth. The second elimination game of today. Independence, the first team knocked out as Marysville beat them 6-2 in game one this morning. Another throw to first, and again, not much of a lead for Fisher, but they are certainly concerned. Obviously, if you're Norton, you don't want to give Corning any more cushion here. Want to keep it within two, as we are in the late innings. Next pitch, high and outside. One ball, one strike. One out, one on. Henry Heideman is on deck. Brett bats from the left side. Here's a 1-1. He takes that one all the way, and it's a called strike, and it's 1-2. Good crowd building. Always appreciate the Corning and Hiawatha fan supports. Making their way out here to Concordia this weekend. Those who couldn't make it out and are listening to us, we appreciate it very much. This is hit well out to right field, but playing back and in the right spot was Will Auer to make the catch for out number two. It was struck well, but right at Will Auer. So two outs. Fisher's still at first base, and now it's up to Henry Heideman to try to keep it going. He is 0-for-3. They're asking for the pitch count for Prevo. Well, he came in the fourth inning. He shouldn't really be close. But I think the coaching staff wanted to know his pitch count. I couldn't quite hear it. I believe it was 40-something. Either way, he's good to go. He's still out there. Fisher at first, two down now, first pitch. And Henry Heidemann pops it up to the right side, foul territory, and again, a tough play for the catcher in Tallheim. He had a chance, but couldn't connect, and what could have been out number three turns into strike number one here to Henry Heidemann. Gibbs a line out in the inning, Heidemann a line out in the inning, Fisher a one-out walk sandwiched in between them. He is at first with two down. Corning leading this one 8-6. It's been good today so far. Loser will be the second team eliminated from the tournament. Brebo steps off the rubber, looks Fisher back, and Fisher has just kind of a smile on his face and kind of waved his hand thinking, I ain't going. Why are you throwing it over here? I think Fisher's now just kind of messing with him. Appreciate the competitive nature there. Here's the 0-1 in the dirt. One ball, one strike. Henry Heidemann, he struck out in the second, swinging, lined out to center in the third, and flew out to left in the fourth. One ball, one strike, two outs, one on, 8-6. Now Fisher takes off. The pitch is a called strike, and they don't even bother with it. A stolen base for Race Fisher. So after all that, why would I have expected anything less? And now he is into scoring position with two down. But a two-strike count. It's 1-2. Henry Heidemann's got to put one in play. Here's a 1-2. Off speed. Hit well. Left side. And that's going to hit Fisher on his way to third. And he's called out. That is a tough break for Corning. If it gets by, he... Well, that is a big break for Norton. And the inning is over. So we head to the bottom of the sixth inning. Corning still holding an 8-6 lead.
Community Healthcare System is now offering interventional pain management services with Dr. Carl Hakey, their board-certified pain management physician. He understands that living with chronic pain can impact every aspect of your life, from work to family to simple daily activities, and he'll work with you to develop a tailored treatment plan that addresses your specific needs and your goals. Dr. Hakey sees patients at the Onega and Holton Clinics. Call to schedule your appointment today. Community Healthcare System Pain Management Services. Experience pain-free living inspired by you.
Onega Ag and Auto have a great selection of Husqvarna mowers and equipment for this season. Stop in soon and see the Husqvarna selection. Get NAPA parts and complete vehicle service repair too at Onega Ag and Auto. Call them at 889-4841. That's 889-4841.
Kansaland Radio.
American Legion Baseball, it's brought to you by KimeTS Trucking of Sebetha.
BRB.
They are offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Highland Community College, close to home, far from dead. Online at highlandcc.edu. And then Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Elimination game in Corning right now. They're holding on to an 8-6 lead against Norton. As we go to the bottom of the sixth inning, Norton will have an opportunity here. They're down to their final two at-bats. Corning trying to hang on and continue their state tournament run here. A loss will send them home early, but right now they lead it by two in the bottom of the sixth. They hold on and win. They'll play at 6 o'clock tonight on 103.9 with that opponent to be determined. I'll speak ahead a little bit just for some insight here. We could see Hiawatha and Corning in that game tonight, but we'll see. That would be fun, though. Haberkamp is back out there here to start the sixth, and his first pitch to the top of the order, and Colin Springer is inside for a ball. Now second pitch swinging, high chopper, first base, Heidemann. It's going to be a close play, flip to first, not in time. I think that would go down as an error, but it might be a base hit. Regardless, the leadoff man on is Springer. Well, I think they do throw it down as a single. That is the first hit of the night for Springer, or Day, you get it. But now Logan Willauer, and he represents the tying run here in the bottom of the sixth. Puts one outside, does Haberkamp there for ball number one. Willauer's been good today. A walk, a double, a run scored, and a single. Officially two for two. A 1-0. is hit foul out of play to the right side. One ball, one strike. So again, they give Springer a hit. He is at first base. Nobody out. Corning 8, Norton 6 here in the bottom of the 6th. So this is a big time portion of this game as Haverkamp continues to pitch strong. Another one fouled out of play behind us here, and it's one ball, two strikes. Norton scored 1 in the 2nd, 3 in the 3rd, and 3 in the 5th. Or, correction, 2 in the 5th, beg your pardon. Another one popped up left side, playable for Gibbs. Does he make the catch? He did. Boy, a snow cone catch. Before it potentially dropped into shallow left field, that is a big first out. So Springer still at first, now 1 out. Here is Jaden Boyle. He is reached once via a fielder's choice. He has also struck out and has a fly out to left. First pitch high for ball 1. So 6 runs on 7 hits. Not including the hit, so 8 hits with Springer at first here in the 6th, but they have stranded 6 runners in this game tonight, as Norton does. 2-0 here is lifted out to shallow center field. Lehman makes the catch, gets there in time for out number 2. So after the leadoff single by Springer, a pop out to short by Willauer, and a fly out to center by Boyle, and there are quickly 2 outs. Now it is Owen Hammond, who has a couple of singles and a walk. So he's been good today as well. He has scored twice. He has driven in 1. He will ground this one to the right side. Bowers fields, holds it, now settles and deals. Close play, but in time for the out. So after the leadoff single, a pop out, a fly out, and a ground out ends the threat. So a chance here for Corning to add some insurance. We head to the 7th, 8-6, Corning by 2.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Meet Corey Thomas, the new hometown hero for your ag and commercial lending needs at Community National Bank.
With deep roots in our local community, I understand your financial needs. With my dedication and expertise, I can ensure tailored solutions for your business. Trust a local guy who's committed to your success, located at our Sabetha branch. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, we're in the 7th inning now as Corning Post 216 looks to advance and keep their state tournament hopes alive with right now an 8-6 lead against Norton here on 92.1 KMCA. Kirk Kilman in studio, Brandon Tabman with you here in Concordia. Temperatures rising, the winds continue to gust. Hiawatha and Smith County coming up next on 103.9 in a winner's bracket game. But these two right now trying to avoid elimination. And we start the top of the 7th with Paxton Bowers. 8-6 our score, Corning by 2, looking for some insurance. Prevo still on the mound. First pitch called strike here to Bowers. And the 7th inning is off and running. Bowers has had a great afternoon as Prevo fires. And this is hit out towards shallow left field, but the wind keeps it up in the air, and an easy play for Stewart for out number 1. So one time that Bowers was retired, he had 2 singles and a walk in his first 3 at-bats, including 3 runs scored. But he flies out to left there for out number 1 here in the 7th. Here's Ben Haverkamp. It was grinded on the hill and has pitched all 6 innings to this point, but he is at 99 pitches. So he could start the 7th. but that 105 pitch count comes into play. So it'll be interesting to see what Corning does if that pitch count is reached or whatever they do. They may send someone else out there in the bottom of the seventh. We'll see. But here's a 1-0. It is high. Now two balls, no strikes. Haverkamp, a walk. He had a big two RBI single in the four-run third. And then he also hit a double and scored a run in the fifth. So he's had a productive day as well, both at the plate and on the mound. Now three balls and no strikes. 8-6, Corning by two. Winner plays at 6 o'clock tonight. Next pitch in there for a called strike, and it's 3-1. Base is empty, one down here in the top of the seventh. Three balls, one strike. You're on the lefty Haverkamp. The righty Prevo sets, chest high, looks, and deals. It is in there for a called strike. Oh, good frame job by Tallheim, the catcher. Many thought that was outside, but now 3-2. Here's the pitch. Ground ball right side to the second baseman, fielded one-handed by Seams, and gets it to Boyle at first for out number two. So two up, two down, and now it's Miles Wimberly. He has been hit twice and has struck out. Two outs, base is empty here in the top of the seventh, Corning 8, Norton 6. Independence, the lone team that has been eliminated to this point. There's a swing and a miss. Good off-speed pitch by Prevo, and it's no balls, one strike. Prevo sets, who has been pitching since the fourth inning. There's a foul ball there, and it's quickly no balls, two strikes. So a chance for Prevo to go 1-2-3. He faced four in the fourth. He faced five in the fifth, four in the sixth, and now a chance to face the minimum here in the seventh. Much needed for Norton. At minimum, they're going to need two runs in their final at-bat to keep this game alive or potentially win it with three runs in walk-off fashion. No balls, two strikes, two outs. The pitch is high, and it's one ball, two strikes. For the first time today, the sun has been covered up by some cloud cover. Appreciate that very much. Let's keep it that way. And there's a foul tip. Barely caught a piece. Thought it was a strikeout, but then it popped out of the glove anyway. So it'll stay one ball, two strikes. Bowers flew out to left. Haverkamp grounded out to second. First two outs here in the frame. Top seven. 8-6, Corning leading. This elimination game, trying to stay alive in this Double-A state tourney. Pitch by Prevo is popped up. Foul territory behind home. And we'll get out of play. Stays 1-2. The only change in the lineup in this game today for Corning, they had Aiden Talley in the lineup yesterday against Concordia. Today they have Henry Heidemann in, who has been playing defensively out in left field. Here's a two-strike pitch, and the 1-2 is swung on and missed, and a strikeout for Prevo. So he does face the minimum here in the seventh. Well, it all comes down to this. Norton needs two. 8-6, Corning leading. We head to the bottom of the seventh. We're back right after this.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528.
336-3528. The answer is yes, SBS.
Springtime means new life on the farm, but it also brings unpredictable weather. Protect your investments from the shocking dangers of lightning strikes with a policy to safeguard your livestock. Don't let a storm wipe out your livelihood. Contact your local SBS agent today.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, it all comes down to this. The bottom of the seventh inning, Corning post 216, leading Norton 8-6. And Ben Haverkamp is back on the hill. He is at 99 pitches in this game. The pitch count is 105. So unless he can get three outs in six pitches, he will have to be taken out at some point in this inning. A winner advancing, the loser eliminated. Corning post 216, three outs away from advancing and staying alive. The winner will play at 6 o'clock tonight. Opponent to be determined. But here we go. First pitch here in this inning for Haverkamp will be number 100 in the game. Middle third of the order. Starting here with Caden Seams, who is driven in two. He has a single and a sac fly and a walk. Pitch number 100 by Haverkamp is a called strike. And it's no balls, one strike. Tolheim and Kendall also due up for Norton, who needs two to keep this game alive. Pitch 101, runs up and in, one ball, one strike. Haverkamp works quickly. Pitch number 102 is hit well out to left field. Backing up is Henry Heidemann. He will not get there, and it hops the fence. That is going to be a leadoff double for Seams, and just what the doctor ordered here for Norton to start the bottom of the seventh. He probably needed still about 20 or 25 feet to clear that tall fence. This might be it after 102 pitches. And it looks like we're going to bring on Henry Heidemann from left field. So Corning holding on to a two-run lead, 8-6. A runner on with nobody out in the bottom of the seventh inning. Henry Heidemann coming on to pitch and try to close this game out. We're back in 60 seconds.
Is it time to replace that old storm door? Odd size? Can't find one? Standard door won't fit? Then let Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca help you with a new Gerken storm door from custom size to standard. Why Gerken? Gerken Windows and Doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Gerken offers three storm door categories, and all doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Gerken.com or stop at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and let them help you with that new Gerken storm door and windows. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC, online at 1hbank.com.
Kansaland Radio.
It is getting dicey here in the bottom of the seventh inning. The first pitching change of the tournament for Corning. After 102 pitches by Ben Haverkamp, he is pulled and will go out to left field defensively. Henry Heidemann comes in, the right-handed thrower. Corning leading 8-6, but runner at second base. Seems a leadoff double to begin this inning. So here is Tolheim, who's going to step in here in a moment and represent the tying run with now Henry Heidemann on the hill for Corning. And this is getting very interesting in an elimination game here. So here we go. First pitching change of the tournament. And that first pitch is wild and gets to the backstop, and Seams gets to third. Not an ideal first pitch for Henry Heidemann. And now a run is 90 feet away with nobody out. 8-6 our score. One ball, no strikes here on Tolheim. The pitch by Heidemann. It is a called strike, and it's 1-1. Tolheim grounded out to short in the first, hit by a pitch in the third, singled and scored in the fifth. Heidemann's next pitch. The wind blew his hat off in the process, and he missed it outside to make it 2-1. Seams at third base with nobody out. Corning holding on to a two-run lead, trying to hold on for the win. Heidemann's pitch is outside, and it's 3-1 with Carter Kendall due up next. Well, a walk here puts the tying run aboard. Let's see what he does here. Henry Heidemann's 3-1. It is low, ball four. It gets to the backstop. Here comes Seams. The throw not in time, and it's a one-run game. It is 8-7. Seams scores on the wild pitch, and Tallheim walks. So with nobody out, the tying run is at first base, and now another meeting on the hill. So a rough start for Henry Heidemann in relief. And they have seen enough of that. A pitching change for Corning. I believe it's going to be Drew Gibbs. Let's step aside for 60 seconds. Don't go anywhere. We got a wild finish coming up next here on KMZA.
Did you know Highland Community College has been ranked first in student success among all 19 Kansas community colleges for 2 years in a row? Join the nearly 3,000 other students who made the best choice at Highland Community College. Choose a traditional college experience by living in apartment-style housing in Highland, or choose more hands-on technical training by enrolling at the tech centers in Atchison or the Western Center in Baileyville. Need flexible hours? Online classes are also available. Summer and fall enrollment is going on now, so start here and go anywhere. Apply at highlandcc.edu. Choose success. Choose Highland Community College.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Kansas Land Radio.
Well, Drew Gibbs is on the pitch. Henry Heidemann, a tough go. He throws five pitches, throws a wild pitch, which allows a run to score, and walks a batter in those five pitches. And Norton has the tying run aboard at first base with nobody out here in the seventh. Our score, Corning 8, Norton 7, this being an elimination game. So Heidemann, after the tough go on the bump, back out defensively in left field, and there's a throw to first, and back safely is Tallheim, as Gibbs again will try to earn this win and hold on for Corning to keep it alive. Pitch is low by Gibbs, first one here to Carter Kendall for ball one. And there was a little bit of a defensive change. Lehman so they moved Bowers to short. Lehman to second. Another foul ball here. So again, trying to get the defensive alignment changes. Wimberly still in right. Brett Heidemann is still at first base. Another throw back to first. Tallheim, the tying run represented at first base. A one ball, one strike count here on Kendall in the bottom of the seventh. It is getting dicey. Gibbs' next pitch is low. And it's 2-1. Gibbs the righty, not much of a lead, fires, pitches outside, ball three. Kendall at the plate represents what would be the game-winning run. There's a throw to first again and close play, but Tallheim back in with a head-first slide. Three balls, one strike here on Kendall. 8-7, Corning, bottom seven. The pitch, swing and a miss. Blew it by him with a fastball, and the count runs full, 3-2. And a pop-up. Gibbs off the mound, makes the catch, and a big first out here in the seventh. Pop out to the pitcher for out number one. So Tallheim stays at first, one out. And now Perivo, who is 0-3, he's reached on an error. So again, the defensive alignments, Henry Heidemann back and left. Haberkamp's now at center. Wimberly's in right. Lehman's playing at second. Bowers at short. Gibbs pitching. Brett Heidemann at first. Fisher at third. Kelzer catching. 8-7 Corning, bottom seven. Norton trying to extend the game or potentially win it. One out, one on. And the first pitch is hit to the right side and foul. And it's no balls and one strike here on Prevo. Ground out in the second, a strikeout in the third, reached on an error in the fifth. The errors have been a problem for Corning in this game. It may not matter if they can hold on here, but they have committed five errors in the game. 0-1 is low for ball one. One ball, one strike. The leadoff double by Seams, got to third on a wild pitch, and then scored on a wild pitch. Tallheim walked, he is at first. Next pitch is low, two balls, one strike. Kendall popped out to Gibbs on the mound for the first out. So one out, tying run represented at first. Game-winning run represented at the plate with Prevo. Here's a 2-1. And a fastball called strike. 2-2. We got a good one brewing. Can Corning hold on? A 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. And Prevo slams the bat in frustration, and Corning one out away from holding on. So now it's up to Tyler Stewart, number nine in the order. Tying run at first base with two outs here in the bottom of the seventh. First pitch by Gibbs, outside for a ball. Stewart's had an RBI ground out, his lone productive at bat in the second. Another throw over to first base, and Tallheim back in safely. 8-7 Corning, two outs, a runner at first for Norton. Trying to keep it alive, and there's a fastball clipping the inside corner. One ball, one strike. But Norton down to their final out. Corning trying to stay alive here. Gibbs sets and delivers. Ground ball could end it. Fielded on a nice hop. Underhand to second in time, and the out recorded, and the game is over. So Corning post 216. They get the save with Gibbs. And they keep their tournament hopes alive as they advance to a 6 o'clock game tonight. Final score, Corning post 216, 8. Norton eliminated with 7 runs. So again, 8-7, the final score. Corning wins it and moves on. We're back after this on KMZA.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinentruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Does pain keep you from enjoying the things you love? At HPM, we understand how chronic pain can put a pause on your life, making everyday activities and hobbies feel like overwhelming tasks. Our team is dedicated to helping you reclaim the joy of living. The pain management solutions offered at NVCH are tailored to fit your unique needs, ensuring you get the best care close to home. Please contact our outpatient clinic at 785-336-0462 for additional information. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital, where people you know, care you trust.
A hailstorm can mean devastation to a crop. With so much riding on your bottom line, get the protection and peace of mind you deserve. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas. Beth Dieters can provide you with hail coverage for your growing crop. Take a few minutes to protect whatever Mother Nature can destroy in a few seconds with hail and other perils. Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas. 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. lands, ours.
Corn production has changed dramatically over the years. Recently, the hot topics surrounding profitability are plant health and spoon-feeding nitrogen. Coron, a controlled-release liquid nitrogen, is quickly absorbed into the plant and then slowly released over a period of 3 to 4 weeks. Coron can be applied with your post-herbicide application to give your corn plants the boost of energy they need while determining ear size and growing roots to reach previously applied soil fertilizers. Contact your local Helena salesman to see how Coron can positively affect your return on investment.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Kansaland Radio.
Corning Post 216 holds on in dramatic fashion and advances to the next round here at the AA State Tournament in Concordia. They eliminate Norton with an 8-7 win here this afternoon. Norton got a run in the seventh to get to within one. Then they had the what would have been the game-winning run at the plate in three straight at-bats. But Drew Gibbs came on in relief, got the final three outs to hold Norton and improve Corning's record to 15-8. They'll play again tonight at 6 o'clock. We'll have it for you, their opponent to be determined. Now, it could be against Hiawatha. We will see. Hiawatha coming up in their winner's bracket game here in about 20 minutes or so, which will flip over to 103.9. But they are taking on Smith County coming up here in just a little bit. And the loser of that game, which again could be Hiawatha, either them or Smith County will play Corning at 6 o'clock tonight. The winner of Hiawatha and Smith County will be off until tomorrow afternoon. So plenty of storylines here as Corning wins it and avoids elimination 8-7. They scored in every inning except the 4th, the 6th, and the 7th, but the big inning was the 4th. Where they got two RBI singles, both by Ben Haverkamp and Hunter Lehman. They got a run in the first on a single by Gibbs. They got a run in the second on a sack fly by Lehman. And then two more runs thanks to a couple of errors in the fifth inning. Now for Norton again, their summer comes to an end at 10-15. They are the second team to be eliminated. They join Independence, who left out earlier today after a loss to Marysville. They got a run in the second with an RBI by Tyler Stewart. Three on three hits in the third. RBI singles by Owen Hammond and Caden Seams. They also got a run on a wild pitch. They got two more on three hits in the fifth, and then again made it interesting in the seventh. A wild pitch scoring a run from third, and that's when Corning had to call in the big dog and Drew Gibbs to get the final three outs to secure that victory. So that is going to do it for us. Game time for this one with Corning and Norton. It was just south of 2 hours and 20 minutes. But Corning survives and advances. That's all you can ask for at this point in the tournament. 8-7, the final score. They will get the loser of Hiawatha and Smith County coming up. They're going to play up next, of course, on 103.9. And then Corning and the loser of that game will play at 6 o'clock tonight, of course, on 103.9 as well. So we got two more games guaranteed coming your way. Final tallies in this one as Corning improves to 15-8. Eight runs, nine hits, five errors. They left eight on base. Norton's tournament comes to an end at 10-15. They finished the game seven runs, nine hits, two errors, and they left eight on base. Ben Haverkamp, the winning pitcher, going six strong for Corning in this one, throwing 102 pitches. Drew Gibbs earning the save, as Drew Gibbs will be our player of the game. Brought to you by McDonald's and Hiawatha and Seneca, earning the three-out save, getting the last three outs, getting Kendall to pop out, Prevo to strike out, and Stewart on a ground out. He was also very solid offensively. 3-for-4, three singles, an RBI, and a run scored. He also added a stolen base. So again, shout out Drew Gibbs, our player of the game, brought to you by McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. All right, if you want to join us for Hiawatha and Smith County in the winner's bracket game, flip it over here to 103.9. We'll be back with you in about 15 minutes or so. But Corning survives, and we'll play at 6 tonight on 103.9 after an 8-7 win against Norton. We're back in about 15 on 103.9. Stick with us. You're listening to coverage of the AA State Tournament here in Concordia on the MSC Sports Radio Network.